Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The South African government, they have paid out 228 million rand, not the South African government, the Gauteng Health Department has paid out 228 million rand in medical negligence claims. Gosh, I wonder how that compares with medical negligence claims in the private sector. If you know, let me know. 34519, that's a text line, or 061-895-1019. Or we could just ask Jack Bloom, who's the DA Shadow Health MEC in Gauteng. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
It's good to be speaking to you too. Jack, how does it compare, the 228 million rand compared to in... My brain's not working this morning.
Private hospitals.
Yes, compared to private hospitals.
Well, there are certainly negligence cases against private hospitals. And in some cases, they could be for higher value. And I'll tell you why. Because people who can go to private hospitals obviously are fairly high earners. And if they are disabled, they can claim for loss of earnings. Which typically, if you're a state patient, the state hospital, if you are disabled by medical negligence, there's a lesser amount you could claim. So ironically, that might be one reason why a negligence claim against a private hospital could actually be higher. Let's put it this way. If you're a high-earning lawyer in your 30s and you're disabled for life because of medical negligence, you could say, well, loss of earnings for, 30, 40 years have come to a huge amount of money. So it's a different type of claim that that occurs in private hospitals. The big value claim in state hospitals is actually from brain-damaged babies at birth. And why it's a very high claim number is because you have to provide, the court provides, damages for lifetime care of the brain damaged baby. Now, we've had court awards of over 30 million rand at times, and they're typically very high because that's what you're looking at, lifetime care for a brain damaged baby. So in reality, those type of cases are much rarer in the private health sector, and the type of case you get, there's more loss of earnings because of disability. So it's not strictly comparable, but I think if you look at percentage of cases and sheer numbers, the medical negligence claims against the state sector, they don't seem to be coming down either, and they're absolutely enormous. We've looked at the figures for the last year, which is over 200 million rand paid out by the Gauteng Health Department. There's other provincial health departments get similar high claims, and they have to pay out a huge amount of money. It's even worse in the Eastern Cape. In the Eastern Cape, the damages paid out claimed are higher than the entire Eastern Cape health budget. That's how bad it is. And it's actually a threat to our entire health system because whilst people have legitimate rights and they should be compensated, and we know that money can't compensate for that type of damage or even loss of life, it comes out of the current health budget. And, and the current health budget is already under strain and it needs to be spent properly to prevent more negligence cases. So it's just a terrible cycle that, because of poor management in the past, the department's paying out so much money that is needed to provide better care in the present.
What is the status of our Gauteng hospitals?
Well,
will you tell us each one? Like Charlotte Mateke, has it opened up again?
No, it's only partially opened, and the specialties are some of them are really in crisis, particularly cancer. That's really, really a problem. Terribly long waiting lists and delay for cancer is life threatening. They haven't got the radiation machines fully up and running, and other services have been disrupted. Cardiac has been disrupted. The hospital, they have about 700 beds open, so it is the progress has been made, but we've only been told that it'll be fully open by the end of next year, and I hope that deadline is actually met. So, yes, big problems at Sharpmaker Hospital. And if you go to a hospital, you'll find they all have staff shortages, equipment failures, and, And what worries me is the lastingness for operations. You can actually wait 3 to 5 years for a hip op at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, and the waiting times for other surgery is also bad.
What's the status of Helen Joseph?
Now, Helen Joseph has really been buffeted by the closure or partial closure of Schalkwyk Johannesburg Hospital. Their casualty department took the brunt of all the patients that were diverted. So it's a little better now because the casualty department at Charlotte has reopened. But that's a hospital, I think, that's really under strain. If you go to the hospital, you'll see the environment has just deteriorated. The infrastructure, it's also poorly maintained. It's under huge stress. And again, COVID-19 has really hit all the hospitals because it's worsened the backlog. Sure. So all these hospitals have terrible backlogs for operations. Cataract surgery is one. You know, there's thousands of people who could get their sight restored, but they're not high enough on the list for cataract surgery. And on top of all this, you know, it's actually a perfect storm. On top of all this, we have power cuts, which disrupt the operations of hospitals. You can have generators provide emergency backup power, but that's only for emergency operations. Elective surgery, scheduled surgery, actually can't go ahead under generator power. It's just not enough. So we have cancellations of operations. And then, the normal, I hate to say, mismanagement that we've seen in the state health sector, shortage of linen. I mean, that's ridiculous that you have to cancel an operation because you don't have something as simple as clean linen. So that's the state of most of our hospitals.
Jack, where does all this money come from? I mean, where is the Gauteng Department of Health getting the money from? Do they budget for it? Do they budget and say, well, you know what, this is for malpractice suits that we're going to lose this year?
Well, actually, you're not allowed to budget for malpractice. That's a malpractice in its own. You shouldn't have to do that.
We'll name it something else.
So, in fact, it just comes out of the normal budget. But to be honest, the Gauteng health budget is enormous. It's 60 billion rand. That's about the same size as the entire budget for the city of Cape Town. I just think it's very badly spent. We all know the corruption scandals, wastage and mismanagement. Just to give an idea of an entirely avoidable scandal, there's a hospital on the far west rand, the Anglo Ashanti Hospital, was donated by the gold mine, and they decided to refurbish it at a cost of 500 million rand and then 200 million rand of equipment. And that was supposedly for COVID patients in the wrong part of the province. And, they saw a handful of patients, and now it's a ghost hospital. You ask yourself, what could half a billion rand have done to improve conditions at Helen Joseph and Schalkwyk Hospital?
Could have built flags, Jack. It could have built a flagpole, a 100-meter flagpole.
Yes, well, it's a sense of priorities. And unfortunately, because we have this ghost hospital there, it keeps happening. That's the problem there. And if you speak to any medical staff, they're really frustrated. They're trying to do the best for their patients, and they go through official channels, as Dr. Tim De Meyer did at the Hema Musa Hospital. He tried the official channels. He didn't get anywhere, so he wrote an open letter, and then they suspended him.
Yeah, look how that turned out. Yeah.
So, if you want to shoot the messenger, well, that's what happens. But why don't you heed the message and fix up the health system?
Yeah, I think heeding messages, I think we're way past that. I think there's a level of deafness that you just can't come back from. Jack Bloom, thank you very much. He's the DA Shadow Health MEC in Gauteng.